Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hey.
Oh, hello.
Ah, not a problem.
Not a problem.
Not a problem. No
Jason
problems
Bourne.
At all.
Jason
It's no Bourne. Problem.
It's actually a problem. That's what we're getting at.
This... What?
What?
I remember the first few episodes where we did this over the phone everybody... For everybody listening, for all the sounds going into the alien forward-facing ear holes that will soon develop where our eyes used to be, but vision will be moot once we developed binary thought patterns.
Yeah, we have transfer. To. I mean, it's the only way to adjust.
Yeah, we have technical difficulties. Not sure if you have a word technical anymore. I think technical would be street slang for genitalia at this point.
It's super OG.
Going into your ear holes. In any event, doing this this Sipcast over the phone, OG, old school, because that's how I roll. And
I forgot about
how much subtlety is lost over the phone. It's so like, despite the fact that I pay like $60 a month, and that's a deal. Oh, what a steal of a deal for phone
steal
privileges!
Boy,
it still sounds like your voice is being run through a space blender. Or something.
A space blender.
I can just imagine those astronauts up there with their powdered food, just blending powders together.
You aren't on speaker, are you?
I got my headphones in.
Oh yeah, me too. It's just funny how bad it does sound. Does it normally sound this bad?
Yeah. I don't know. I could probably aim this more at my face. You sound awful. That could just be, you know.
So
your
do
thing.
You. It could just be both of us. It's genetic.
Mm-hmm.
Next time we see someone
it's phonetic and genetic and phone centric.
It's so phone centric.
Super.
So, how did your shifts go today? How did everything go? Delivering some schmitzas.
Oh, fine. Technically, I still have a half an hour of being on call. I had three deliveries
I
took.
Yeah, but now you just say no.
What?
That's the difference. Like, you're on call, but when you actually are busy when you're on call, when they call, you just say, no.
Oh, yeah, that's the caveat that I forgot to tell anybody about. I figured we would burn that bridge when we came to it. And I assume that's what we're doing now, is burning this bridge.
That's why I have
so
these
So that
benches.
I'm fired. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I could just tell them. That's like, nah, don't feel like it. Sorry, bruh. Well, it's kind of fair. I planned on... they misunderstood. I was trying to be a kitchen staff with driving powers. So I would have, like, a couple of driving gauntlets to indicate that I'm the driver on duty.
Yeah, you have
no
to
one
wear them.
Does that.
How else will they know?
How else will they know? And how else am I supposed to pilot a vehicle properly without gauntlets?
Oh, that's
I
right.
need this. Like, I think you could, like... Maybe that'll be the future, you know, rather than... You know, it's not going to be a smartphone in your stupid pocket. We're going to evolve beyond pockets, obviously, once currency is digitized and whores have tattooed all their makeup permanently on their faces so they no longer need purses. Then we'll all just be wearing gauntlets with informational displays on the inside. You know, like
well,
QBs.
I mean, your proposition is very reasonable, so I see people adjusting very nicely.
The eye gauntlet. Or no, they don't do that. But the Apple gauntlet. Oh, that sounds like a delicious place to take your family.
Oh, it does. Like some sort of like where they perform,
like yeah, you get so you can
stage.
You can mash your own cider, and
oh,
there's a maze.
Oh yeah.
It gets really fired up around Halloween and fall because that's just the best time for some cider and some apples. Because I mean, let's face it, apples like when you grow one, you grow a shit ton, so you got to come up with a lot of activities, or you just have to sell them at $2 a pop, and then you figure, I'll sell about a quarter of what I grew, and the other three quarters I'll throw away, but it doesn't matter, because they're $2 a piece, and I only have to sell, like, a little bit of what I grow.
Yeah,
so
you don't have to sell as many, and just make sure that they don't have gel.
A banana costs 34 cents, and an apple costs $2.67. doesn't make any sense. And a gallon of an apple costs more than a gallon of gas. Do you realize that, people? Currently,
is that true?
Literally, that it's true. Have you bought apples lately? Like just a normal apple,
not even a. Everything's. I just throw all my money away.
Neither do I. I just assume that at the end of my life, I'll just skid in sideways on a motorcycle at the pearly lava gates. There'll be some amalgamation of the two where it'd be like, heaven was hell and hell was heaven. We got you. But I figure I'll just slide into Helvin. Hevel. And I'll just be like, you know, all that time, like, yeah, I don't care. Just take that off my ledger that I didn't give a shit about gas prices and the prices of apples and anything. I just bought what I needed and I paid too much for it, but then I threw half of it away anyway, and then I crossed the finish line first with time to spare.
This is how I come in.
Do you hear me, mother? I'm not harboring any childhood resentments. Why did Audra, I? Why, Audra, why do you? Why do I bring it up?
I'm not hearing it. Yeah. Why is the purpose?
I am not hearing it because I have my fingers in my ears.
That's how you walk around.
Yeah. Mom's always looking for the bargain. She's not quite a. She's not a coupon cutter. She never has been. She's just like.
Never has
she's
been.
A freestyle deal maker. She'll
she's
just like
obsessed
she'll freestyle
with
around the aisles. She freestyles up and down the aisles, getting piles for miles.
Big piles for miles.
The word freestyles again.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be like the Backstreet Boys and rhyme the word body with body, because I'm an idiot. Idiots combined. What was
you know
that?
What?
Four
if
or
no
five
one
guys.
Else has done it before. It's not that dumb.
It was everybody rock your body. You can't do
okay.
that.
Yes, you can. Everybody.
That's not rhyming. Yeah, that's something else.
Rock your body.
That's rapping at the best, at most. And that's
just
relevant to the time of year.
It.
I'm super jealous. I didn't think of the chin beard first.
The chin beard.
Developing the chin beard in the depths of Americana. There is the chin beard and the name Shaniqua. Yes,
that's
a chin beard lining the canyon. That is grand. We should give the Grand Canyon a chin beard. That'd be delightful.
Oh.
little hairy rim around it, just like that's a chin beard.
Oh, some people can misinterpret that for a totally different rim and be like, "Stop it, that's gross."
Hairy butthole.
Just the butthole of America. Yeah. Hairy butthole.
That's what everybody. If Florida is the Wang, then the Grand Canyon is the Wang Canyon. Wonderful.
Wang Canyon.
Wanging Chung. All right.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. Anywho, well, news is fun right now. I just want to, like, watch it.
It is not.
All the time.
It's not that fun.
No, I know. It's
super
awful.
Not fun.
I mean, I already don't watch the news, but then, like, when I'm watching the Today Show, usually they've got nice little stories for me. Not so much this morning. They crushed my unreality.
Today it's just... terror and death and more racism out of racism. Like, I love how the answer always the answer to racism from a lot of people is more racism. Yeah, fight racism with racism. Yeah, they hate us. Well, we'll hate them more. Take that. Got you. I beat you at your own game. You didn't think about that. You hate me, but you didn't think that. Aha! I might also hate you. I am clever. You are not. I don't know why that's the response. A lot of people seem to think that that's super duper smart.
Hold on, people are using guns. Let's take away all the guns. Yep, that's the problem.
Well, let's argue more about more. And where did the term like some asshole said long guns, and now we're just stuck with it. It hits the ear, and it's like can't we say, like, assault rifle or something? Can we not identify it by now? Because some guy at first was like, they had long guns. And I understand, you know, it's a general categorization of it's not a handgun. But then now everyone's saying AK-47 because no one, like, long gun. That sounds like a hillbilly just walked out with his moose gun.
Well, that's what
gun.
It is. It is
hey,
a hillbilly.
Hey, I got my long gun. You got ammo for it. I found moose. And that's not clearing anything up. We're not... I don't think it's
moose
season.
All still just guns, just like they're all still penises. Be like, what? You just walk around being like, hey, Mr. Long Penis. Mr. Short Hand Penis.
Well, we do have Long Bottom. You know, there's Long Bottom.
Yeah, what does that mean Long again? John. I thought that was just a name, like Long Bottom.
Yeah, I'd say it is, but it's got to come from somewhere. Like, there's like the George Cobbler or Smithy. These people were named after things, so there must have been like a guy with an especially long bottom. flappy, jowly buttocks.
Ew!
Masterful and keen. He would coil it up so that he may travel and unfurl it at his pleasure and others around him.
It sounds like come, floppy, children. Long bottom.
Come, children, I shall unfurl my buttocks, sit upon it like a canvas, and we shall picnic in the meadow.
We shall picnic. Well, it honestly just, when you describe a long bottom the way you did, it really just, the first image is really just Miley Cyrus.
Lengthy.
And Miley Cyrus's butt.
Girthy. Yeah, it's just a key, buttocks for days. known for the long bottoms. I don't know where else that would come from, like... a guy who's like takes massive shits could be the. That's my only other guess, you know.
That's all I have.
Yep. Or it's a commentary on his proclivities toward the female posterior. Perhaps he prefers an enlarged gluteus maximus, and he cannot fib about that subject.
I think that's a white lie about it. Nope, I can't. I mix a lot.
Yeah.
Sir.
I mean, if there are white lies, that has to be a black lie, right? I like big butts and I cannot lie. Or whatever the opposite. If Sir Mix-a-Lot were to say, I do not like big butts. Here's your Urban Dictionary definition.
That's a black lie!
I never heard back from the Urban Dictionary about the wreath job. I sure hope that they inserted that into their annals. I don't believe I'm using the language
insert
incorrectly here.
That
I believe
into
that's what
your
they do.
Annals.
Yeah, put that in your annals and enjoy it.
And smoke all of it.
Yeah.
I don't think either.
I hope
really
that
on the
you
right
have a fine holiday season. Say hello to your grandmother.
Shunton.
Yeah. I hope she's
commercial.
Well.
Have you seen that sausage commercial where they're like full of whatever, you know, they don't have any fillers and they're all natural and pure and honest or whatever, and then the old guy at the end of the table's like, I haven't been completely honest. I'm just some bum. I'm not your grandma. And then I'm just, you know, wandered off the street or whatever, and they're like, I think it's nap time. And he's like, but I feel like I just woke up. Have you seen that one?
No, it's translating really well though over the
Is it? I'm feeling like it isn't.
Airwaves.
But if you're telling me that it's good, then I'm just gonna continue.
Anyway, I got it all. It was.
It's a sausage commercial.
It landed.
It's really funny, and it's actually quite clever humor, so I like it. Speaking of clever humor,
oh good.
Have you seen the new Donnie Deutsch show?
The Donnie who?
Donnie Deutsch.
Deutsch. Thank you, telephones, for making things understandable to humans. Since
barely.
Never. Donnie Deutsch, I'm guessing.
Yes, Donnie Deutsch.
Just guessing. Either that or ping pong paddle. One of those two were what you said.
Mm-hmm. Bing bong. Anyway.
That's racist.
He has this new show where he's playing basically a character of himself, but like amplified. It's very funny, but he's very open and the humor is very like subtle. Like it's good. It's funny. You get it all, but it's... It's actually quite a clever show. It's called Donnie! Exclamation point. And I like it. So, if you want to check it out, it has like Christy Brinkley on, you know, on there and some attractive
people. Go ahead, everybody go ahead and look that up. We'll wait quietly here.
Yeah.
Moment of silence. Several
insert elevator music.
Several moments of silence as people view that content. We don't want to disturb them.
We
like
need,
a deer drinking from the gentle pond.
From the stream.
Yes.
It always depends upon, too, on their Wi-Fi stream, like their strength and, you know, if they have the faster speeds or, you know.
Like a deer drinking from a Wi-Fi stream. Rebuffering. Like a deer rebuffering at the side of a Wi-Fi stream. It's not what you think. He's actually, he's lifting weights. He's just straight lifting. He's rebuffering. Bambi.
Oh, that's
Bambi.
Funny.
Bambi. 3. I don't know if they ever made a sequel, but Bambi 3 rebuffering by the Wi-Fi stream, and then everybody will just be like, what? Our movies these days, is this... Do I need any extra apparati that I need to buy some hardware that I would plug into my phone or face?
Is this a new cord? I hate buying new cords.
No, there are no more cords anymore. It's just straight to the face.
Take all of the information and take it all straight to your face.
Take the information and put it straight into your face. This is the new protocol. It's called interfacing.
Interfacing.
Exactly. Now we're interfacing with the internet, and now that is also spelled with an E.
Yep.
That's all unironic. I hope you learn your lesson after this.
After this. Not before this, only after.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you cannot be told what the internet is. You must see it for yourself in the face.
It's the blue pill or the red pill.
Yeah, you just take both of them. It doesn't matter. It's going to happen.
Yeah, you can't. That'd be funny if on The Matrix it changed everything because you just took them both at the same time.
Then Morpheus just takes the other one and you see his eyes dilate and he's like, good choice, man.
Or like a cat runs in and eats one of them. It's like, hey!
Oh, yeah. That reminds me, too, speaking of the road not taken, weirdly, that's an excellent segue to that. I saw that meme that said, like, where does the red brick road go from Wizard of Oz? Because there's a spiral and there's a yellow brick road, but there's a red brick. And that makes me think, I wonder if there's either a bunch of nerds or possibly an AI engine out there eagerly writing the other brick road. Shuntun.
Oh, that'd be so good.
In a world where there were two brick roads.
It starts out like adorable with like kids skipping and like hopscotch, and then it turns super dark. Like, Mommy!
That kind of thing. You don't want to go down that road. That's the other brick road. That's where we keep the rapists, actually. Mystery solved.
That's where we keep the razors?
Exactly, the razors is what I said. Thank you, telephone! That doesn't make any sense. This telephone connection is auto-correcting my nonsense, and I don't like that. This is not in any way correct what I'm saying.
And that's the
point. The point of the razors. Do razors have a point? They don't really. They have an edge.
Or rapists. Or
a needle
razors.
Has a point.
I don't know. I know.
These rapists. Racists. I said rapists.
I don't know what you said. I'm still not sure.
Yeah. Damn it.
Oh, it's a great telephone.
Like, seriously,
connection.
We've had cell phones for like 80 years. And still they suck.
Well, this thing is it's expensive. Very clear. I don't know why this isn't very clear to either of us.
This is balls. Funny. It's totally balls.
It's only
just
when you don't.
Balls.
When you really need the phone to work, it can't. Like, it just knows.
That'd sure be nice.
Like,
well, they do know.
I'm just calling mom to talk about stuff.
I'm convinced that like it that like cords and toys and things sitting in dark places and like poles that you can't see and stuff, it moves a little bit whenever it knows that it's like super inconvenient for you to like slam into it. Like, it'll move. Stuff will move. Animated objects. I'm gonna do a study. I'm gonna take some government money and some grant money.
Well,
some
yeah.
things could be spent doing medical research and like helping people. But I'm gonna use it to prove that inanimate objects have the power to move. Slightly, just to fuck with us. They do it all the time. I know that.
Well,
I know
once
that to
you
be
figure
true.
That out, then you're much happier in denial.
Once I've proven it.
Well, Kinsey
my
and
face
I,
will be
to,
on the cover of Time magazine, slightly to the left.
To the left. Got it. I know that's not what you said, but I don't know what you said. Anyway, Kinsley and I, we're going to a show tonight in Kansas City. We are going to the tour of So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Because it's like my favorite show ever of all time, ever recorded history, ever.
I've never heard you mention it once before. It's weird.
Yep, never once before. But we're going to go to the show. We get to see the top 10 dancers, etc. from this past season. And we're pretty jazzed. It's a super, super amazed girls night. It's going to be so fun. I know you're pretty jealous. Because you just follow those dance shows.
Yeah.
But that's
so
fine.
You think you can backflip faster than this other guy who has the record. It's like a combination of Jeopardy, yeah. So You Think You Can Dance, and backflipping. How many backflips can this guy do?
More than that guy. We'll find out.
That's my show. That's my jam.
Well, I did watch... I'm trying to catch up on The Voice. It's actually very difficult to try to catch up on The Voice because the shows are so long. It's 2 hour and then another 1 hour each week. And I'm like, but at least I have DVR and I can fast forward. It's not like I'm living in a third world country. but I'm able to fast forward and get caught up. I really like Jordan. I think he's just lovely. He's kind of like
I don't know if you can hear my cat snoring in the background.
I can barely hear you, but you can hear the cat. I hope we hear that on the recording.
I hope so, too. I can hear him through my headphones. I think he's snoring in the background.
That's so cute. For That's once, adorable. I don't have an animal in here. And so, therefore, I'm sure they're going to hear that and be like, oh, yeah, we forgot to bug her. No, the cats are on the porch sunning themselves, and Gracie's in the other room with Everett. So, no, we're good. Yeah, I just have my sloth protecting my microphone, but he's not making any noise.
He's not snoring. That's professional. He's a seasoned pro.
He is. He's like, oh, they're recording. I gotta.
Oh yeah,
sure
I saw this.
My sleep apnea.
But speaking of being quiet or not being quiet while recording, I saw this video of Ted Cruz. Apparently, there's a loophole. I don't know. This is how it was explained in the article that kind of went viral. Campaign PACs cannot use, there's some loophole where presidential candidates and their PACs cannot actually work together in collusion to do anything. So there's a whole bunch of loopholes on how they actually can do that. And apparently uploading stock footage onto YouTube is a way of getting that footage from the candidate to the super PAC for them to use it. Legally, since it's just available to the public. And I guess they didn't want people to know that because it's a legal loophole, but then someone knew that and they found Ted Cruz's stock footage on YouTube that they were trying to keep hidden. So now there's a distillation video running around of basically Ted Cruz trying to coax his family into humanizing him, and the whole behind the scenes does the opposite. It makes him look like a pathetic, desperate weirdo, which is what he is, and it embarrasses us family, and it's also morbidly funny and uncomfortable to watch, but you can't look away.
It sounds very uncomfortable, actually.
It is quite. It's eye-opening, hopefully, but unfortunately, all the eyes that need to be opened are busy watching whatever the fuck replaced Honey Boo Boo. I assume a turd with flies circling around it, with a hula hoop just mashed into it halfway. And then yeah, just a bunch of flies festering.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, it is. I mean,
yeah, maybe some mustard on top of it. Tangy.
What a programming nightmare. You just gotta, what's gonna fill that space? Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Oprah, Honey Boo Boo, 19 Kids and Counting. What are we to do? What a world.
I bet there's still some people out there with the Honey Boo Boo DVD box set. You know what? They still like the show. I don't care.
I still like them. I don't care.
I still like it.
The guy that was dating her was touching her girls. That's okay.
Whatever.
They just have none standards. Just none of them.
No.
Them heel jacks. I never watched the show. It was really hard to even look at the
show. No, I never tuned in. I had enough difficulty knowing that it existed.
Yeah, just seeing pictures with the mom and the chins and maybe not.
Yeah, that was the low point.
And it was encouraged. One of those times.
Oh, very much so. And then afterward, what was it TLC was the network it was on, and who I believe that was them, whatever network it was, they started to say when the whole child molestation scandal came out, they said, our top concern and first priority is for the children's well-being in this situation. It's like, yeah, says the network that's been making a bunch of money off exploiting this girl for her whole life. Yeah, you give one rat's ass. Like, the only thing you care about is that it's illegal. Like, if it wasn't illegal, you'd be like, hell yeah, all right, cool, more ratings.
Are people mad or they want to watch? Hold on, I want to find out.
Like,
before
if
I make
only
a
her
decision.
If her boyfriend had turned out to just like molest goats, then they would have been like, heck yeah, crank it up.
Ew, those poor goats.
They're either for eating cheese or molesting, as far as I know. For sexing or cheesing. That's what we use goats for. Is that a sexing goat or a cheesing goat? I can't rightly say yet.
It's so uncomfortable, I don't know.
Goat for it.
Ooh, is my internet's working?
Oh man, are we going to switch to Skype
and actually be able to... Yeah, because we have like...
Don't get my hopes up.
We have like 15 more minutes before I have to leave, so that'd be great. Oh, wait. I have 4 lights, and it says I have internets, but I just sent you something, and it's not going through yet. So we'll just...
I got a thing a while ago that said grabbing agua, and then I didn't realize the significance of that. I'm going to attempt to call. Oh, wait.
Oh, hold on. I might... My headphones are not on. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. How embarrassing.
Okay.
Hold on. Hello?
Winning.
Ah!
All right.
Ah! Too
Live
much,
transfer.
Too much audio. Okay. There we go.
All right.
Nailed
now
it.
I can hear you much better. Jeez.
So much better.
Yeah, even though Skype, you always consider it mostly a pile of shit for its performance, it's far outperforming telephones in this instance.
I'd say.
I dare say. I hear say. I there say. I everywhere say. I think I just wrote a new Dr. Seuss book. I think I just outwrote Dr. Seuss.
No, he's a genius.
Oh, yeah.
He's a lyrical genius.
He thought of green eggs and ham. I think Eminem would beg to differ. I would love to see an epic rap battle of history between Eminem and Dr. Seuss. There has been one with Dr. Seuss. I know that much.
That'd be cute if there were raps. Basically, you got to rap his books.
Oh, you kids with your cute raps.
Well, like the one, not Redfish, Bluefish, the one that where it's Mr. Noxer, my tongue is so twisted, Mr. Noxer, Foxer, like that one's really, like, bim bam, bim booms, like that one's a tongue twister, that'd be a fun song.
I think what you're seeing there is perhaps a Lars Ulrich, or I guess Lars Ulrich is a Dr. Seuss, someone who eventually got good at their craft, but spent most of their career making money off of being, you know, slightly below average, possibly.
No.
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 Well, did he? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Lars Ulrich, I can tell you for damn sure, that guy's not a good. He wasn't a good drummer historically. I think,
really?
Like I said, he's learned how to. Well, that's the reason I can't listen. I literally can't listen to Metallica for that reason. Like they had
any
some
Metallica
good riffs.
Or just early
any
Metallica?
Any. Because now they're just terrible. Now the music they write sucks. But they used to write good songs, but the drumming was terrible. And I couldn't listen to it because I'd be like, yeah.
Is it really that bad? Is that only
because
you're a drummer?
Well, it's just plain. Like, I'm not a drummer. What? I'm not enough of a drummer.
Rhythmic.
I mean, yeah, rhythm, I guess. If you understand rhythm, you can understand that Lars Ulrich doesn't use it very creatively. He keeps a beat, and then where you'd be like, all right, well, he's just a solid drummer, but I bet he's really kick-ass at fills. And then there's like a fill section. It's like, boom, boom, tap, boom, boom, bop, boom, boom, lump, boom, 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 tap. It's
maybe
like, what?
In the simplicity, that's where lies the genius.
Nope.
No.
There's a way to do that. He's not doing it right. He just sucks. He just sucks.
Sucked.
I want to say, I think he's probably good now. I've heard some of his newer drummings.
Drummings.
And I've heard that people, that their faces go up more of the time when they hear those as well.
Like only half, of their faces.
And so I would tend to think that my face would go up more or possibly less down now if I listened to his drummings.
Uh-huh. No, that makes sense when you say it like that.
With extra words, yes.
Yep. Well, it does, because you're clearing it up for me. I'm not the most intelligent person.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth?
Hey, wait. Hey, so how...
Hey!
Even though I set that up for you, that doesn't mean you walk into that. So how are Mom and Dad? Are they doing good?
Yes, they're fine. They're fine.
They're good. Okay.
Mom helped me with my taxes lately.
Oh, yeah. We couldn't Zipcast because you were, like, uber adulting. What the heck?
Oh, man. Well, I got a, like I said, I told them, I swear, like, I'm expecting to receive a diamond ring from the IRS next because they've been sending me so many letters. They're practically stalking me.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I think they're in love with me.
Is this a thing? Why didn't you tell us?
I don't know. There's a lot of harsh and financial language in the letters. It's very unromantic, so I'm confused about that part. But this just the volume is it can only imply that they're obsessed with me.
Oh, my
gosh. Obsessed. They can think of nothing else.
They're so into you.
And so while I'm flattered, I don't wish to make this into any sort of fiscal agreement, anything like that. There's no need to bring money into this. We can be friends without having to pay you. It's fine. It's what I'm trying to say to them, but I don't know.
I don't
want to
be in fiscal relations with you.
I don't need a fisking. I'm not looking to
fisking. What if
fisking.
It's not even just a gentle fisking?
Yeah, no, this is not the time for fisking.
Oh, gross.
Always tomorrow for fisking.
Oh, wait, when you were on the way here, Mom had mentioned something about you got a phone call about a possible job.
Oh, yeah, from a chuckle-faced ninny hammer, a lily pants, Peckleworth.
Okay.
I don't know. It was unproductive. Like, I don't know why she keeps telling people that, because I've told her many times. Like, that was to a job offer what, I don't know, doing something the second time, but unnecessarily, and it didn't do anything.
Well, I think she still wants to hope that you can do something. And so...
What? I already was submitted for that job, and apparently some other person in another staffing agency had my name, and he's like, hey, I want to submit you for this job, too. And then he asked a bunch of annoying, redundant questions, and I started to get annoyed, and then I eventually was just like, I don't give a crap. And I kept telling him, I'm pretty sure I was submitted for this job. And he's like, oh, probably not. Just came in. And I was like, maybe. And then when he sent me the thing that's like giving him permission to represent it for, I was like, yeah, I've already been submitted for this job. He's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah, same job number. He's like, well, let me know if you find out different. And I was like, I'm not going to because I don't like you. I didn't say that last part, but that's what I thought.
Oh, that's good.
Loudly.
Well, you mentioned something on Facebook that you had a bad phone interview. Did something go bad?
Oh, that was like yesterday morning. But ironically, I think this needs to be my new tactic, is just to like shit all over interviews. Like it's rock star, I think. And then afterwards, you're just like, yeah, I blew that. No worries, it's rock and roll. Just do that. Because then like I got a call back from the same guy and like just as bumbling usually. I think a lot of it's on his end because here's what happened. He said last time we talked, like I think it was on LinkedIn or something. He said that he called me. He said he would send over.
Is this on Grindr? Is he like contacting you on Grindr?
I don't think that should take away from the legitimacy of it. Just allow me to finish make your judgments afterward, please. Thank you. It's only polite.
Sorry.
Rude.
Wow.
Wow. So this guy got my number off Grindr. Yes, fine. But I got a call and he's like, hey, check out this job. And by job, but. Blowjob, obviously. Code.
Obviously.
Wreath job, obviously. And he set up a phone interview time and he said he'd send over info on it via email. And I never got any info. And the phone interview came up like yesterday morning, I think, or this morning. I don't remember. Sometime. And I, like, one of the first things I said was, hey, good to talk to you. Did you want to send over any info? Because I never got that. I don't know if anyone dropped the ball over there. He said something. I don't know. He had said something in any event.
He dropped his balls.
I dropped his balls.
Yep.
And then that was very, that was considered rude.
And you were just
so
pointing
that starting
at them and he,
starting
he
off
that
on
weird.
An awkward
yeah.
foot, mm-hmm. an awkward nude foot.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, yeah, I'm pretty sure I sent that, or so-and-so sent that. I was like, oh, well, then I guess that's my mistake, and I took the blame for it, and then, like, just today, like, we were talking, or he called back, because I'm supposed to talk to, like, that's the other part. They called back. Apparently, I didn't blow it too hard. Apparently, I blew it just the right amount.
You are
is what I'm saying.
Very gentle blower.
The perfect blowing. Mm-hmm. Just the right amount of poop jokes and the perfect blow. Mm-hmm. There we go. Subtitle. So I got a call back, and yeah, I was like, he said before that he would email something again, and then he called back. He's like, oh, I don't have your email, so this so-and-so, Nick something or other, is going to call you. And I was like, oh, did you need my email so that you could send me anything? He's like, that won't be necessary at this time. Not hearing a bit the cold irony in my voice offering him my email when he already told me once. I started out this whole experience thinking I was the jackass, but the whole time it's unfolding, I'm realizing he's the one who doesn't have his shit together, he's lying to me. He's the idiot for once. That's happening more and more in my life. I'm finding it's weird at work.
You're on the other side. That's
I'm walking
great.
Around and I'm like, I'm checking other people. I'm like, hey, you're doing that wrong. You're doing that wrong, and I'm finding that doesn't happen to me nearly as much. It's like, I don't know how. You're why how? How why?
Am I growing?
Is this cool? Is it okay if I stand here? There was another guy standing here earlier. He's gone. He left his whistle. Can I have that? Is
he
that my whistle?
He left his whistle.
Okay, thanks. I'm gonna take that.
Oh, whistles are fun. Like, if anytime you have a whistle and you just like, my favorite is not just blowing the whistle like, it's like.
It's the shitty whistle.
No, the good whistle.
The whistle.
Have you ever had a whistle and you just barely blow into it and it kind of goes? Hey,
no, I mean, like,
best
not blowing.
Ever.
Yeah, I mean, the schwistle of the whistle.
Yeah.
I'm schwistling, guys. It's a shitty whistle.
Ah!
These schwiss-buckling pirates.
Swish.
It's a bunch of...
Swish-whistling.
These coach pirates. Schwiss-buckling coach pirates. That's a new paradigm that hasn't been... I know we have, like, ninja pirates, but what about the coach pirate?
They haven't had a chance.
I haven't had a chance.
Not enough.
I don't know what that would be. A lot of swish buckling.
Swash, swish, whistling, swish, whistling.
A lot of whistling and saber rattling or sword rattling.
Saber.
I guess only Middle Eastern pirates would have sabers, but yes, a lot of saber rattling.
That makes them pretty cool and not terrorists. They're actually very approachable.
It's like just a bunch of white people sitting down to dinner in like a quiet English home, and then there's, wait a minute, Margaret, do you hear that? It's sabers. And they're rattling.
I do.
Goodness, get the children.
I do.
To the panic room.
Oh, my. Oh.
To the panic shack.
Oh.
It's just like next to the outhouse. It's a well-reinforced shit shack.
Shit shack.
That's where the term, that's where the term.
You still have to leave.
Built like a brick shit shack came from. A shit house. I don't remember what term I'm trying to, in any event.
In
used
any
to be
event.
The English settlers would build shit shacks that doubled as, panic rooms, panic shacks, out away from their homes, and when the when the villainous coach pirates would come, rattling their sabers, they would panic on into the shit shacks, and if they had happened to defecate conveniently, there's all the accoutrement that you need to clean up your large underwear. They had a lot of underwear.
Oh, you
so
have to. They probably
most of
wear
the storage
layers.
Space was, yes, largely consumed by spare underwear. Lots of it, yes.
Yes. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
We really did need that clarified.
You're welcome, honeys.
We came here to educate you. And you are just so welcome. Hey, so it's December now. That's weird.
December. We're almost done with 2015. Good riddance, stupid years divisible by five. It just makes me sick.
Oh, that's my favorite. I like years and things divisible by five. Like the one time Hannah was like, if it's not divisible by five, I get uncomfortable.
Yep.
That's true.
That's a deal breaker for Hannah. She disclosed that to me as well.
It's true.
Yeah. I was like, high five. She's like, uh-uh.
Uh-uh.
Nope, I don't do it. High four? It's like, but that's going to hurt. They just have their thumbs all clanking together, and it's not going to be comfortable. And there's no way to get a satisfying smack at all.
That's true.
I don't know where you put your thumb so that you do a high four. Very unsatisfying.
Oh, it's true. It's funny. Like, if you have too much of like a curvature of your hand when you go to smack, or you only get like the outside two fingers smack. Ugh, there's so many ways to mess it up.
I feel like If I ever lose a finger, I'm going to be offering a lot more quote-unquote high fives to people more of the time. Ironically offering up high fives. I'll be that, like, I will literally just, I'll be high-fiving all the time just to make people, like, my friends will know, but then other people, they're like, I'll just be like, yeah, high five. And I'm like, ooh. Okay.
Yeah, no, I still will. Ugh.
I mean, they have to.
Yeah.
You know, like,
no,
it'll be
that,
like,
makes it worse.
But then if you, I'll just be looking keenly for any hesitation or wincing. I'm like, ah, because then that's how I sort. Like, see, it's a joke, but yeah. Secretly, I'm using it to judge you all.
Yeah, and then you, like, drop your mitt that has, you know, X number of fingers or whatever, and then you're just like, what? And totally what? Call it out.
You should see me do shadow puppets. It's awesome.
It's better than yours.
You'd think I'd be worse, but quite the contrary.
And I found that out this way.
Practicing. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? You walk or you drive. And then you go see me perform shadow puppets on Fridays and Saturdays every week.
You walk. I was not prepared.
I bet they didn't see that coming.
Oh, no. Amazing. All right, well, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get kids from school.
Oh, yeah.
Glad we checked in here for a minute.
As kids are supposed to stay in school. What, you're gonna go take your kids out of school?
I'm not the
They best. Always say stay in school. Like, you should. I know. That should be one of the things. No, you should do that. That should be one of the things, like, smacking the book out of Wyatt's hands. When you go pick them up, if they're still, like, within the doors or something, when they come out, you should be like, no, stay in school. Stay in school. Screw with them for a while.
That. One day when I got time, I'm just gonna totally actually do that, and it's gonna be great.
Stay at school.
But I'm going to say it really loud.
But then there's going to be some, like, helicopter panises. Some helicopter panises hovering nearby. They're going to be hovering nearby that are going to actually take it seriously and be like, oh my God, terrorist attack. Stay in the school.
They're going to be like, actually stay.
Stay in the school, Skylar Sif.
Don't.
The kid's name is Skylar Sif. Skylar Sif, Rigor Mortis, Johnson, Smith.
Smythe.
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 Skylar Sif, Rigor Mortis, Johnson,
okay.
Smythe.
Okay. Did you get it all?
Did you get jingam? Pajama. Pajamas.
Just put it there.
This is my son, Pajama Bottoms. Pajama Bottoms, Long Bottom.
His great-grandfather, Mr. Long Bottom, yeah.
Yes. Mr. Long Front. Why is there a long front? There you go. Bring it all around. Long front, that's what he does.
No, that's what you have.
Yeah.
It's who you
it's
are.
Like, that's like the mullet of genitalia.
Oh, oh no.
One.